Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
We're about 2 weeks away from training camp 2025, getting underway. National Football League. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob, Andy, Vinny, Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. The Ravens start on July 23rd. Rookies report a week from today, next Tuesday. We know the Ravens are loaded, and we know the AFC is loaded. Here to talk about a team that's always been a thorn in the side of Baltimore. Still, in my opinion, their biggest rival in the National Football League. He's with the Associated Press, covers the Pittsburgh Steelers. Window Nation guest hotline brings us Will Graves. Will, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here on The Fan.
You know, 2 months, 2 weeks until maybe the longest and strangest 7 months of my journalism career. That's the way I'm looking at it, boys.
And I tell you what, I mean, the Ravens offseason, well, Justin Tucker was pretty newsworthy for sure. And, you know, they've got other relatively quiet things, not making headlines they got to worry about. But those Steelers, however, boy, you mentioned that. Oh, Aaron Rodgers and the big trades that they've made. You know, Steelers haven't won a playoff game in almost a decade. So give us an idea what's going on in Steeler land a couple of weeks away from the start of training camp, chasing maybe two teams in the division and a bunch more in the AFC.
You know, I think the trade last week, the Minkah Fitzpatrick for Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey deal sort of confirmed what had sort of been, we suspected was building, was that 2025 is basically a one-off for the Steelers. It is a throw some stuff against the wall, maybe it sticks, maybe you catch lightning in a bottle, maybe you get, you know, one last great stand from Aaron Rodgers, channeling maybe, you know, the Rams when they kind of went all in to win their Super Bowl that 1 year. They're very much playing for now, and I think, you know, Omar Khan, who just got a contract extension last week, you know, that says that basically, look, this year is just sort of who knows what's going to happen, and really, let's remember the draft is here next year. They have made it very clear they will do whatever they have to do to get the quarterback they need to get in the draft next year. So I think they're just sort of, you know, kind of throwing caution to the wind and kind of seeing what happens. Because let's be honest, I mean, if they had tried to tank with Mason Rudolph or as their starting quarterback and not made some of the other moves, I mean, that doesn't necessarily guarantee them anything either, right? So you might as well, their philosophy is try to win some games and, you know, they'll do what they got to do in March or early April to kind of get to, in the draft where they need to get and hopefully find the guy that will be, you know, the revolving door QB that they've had since Ben Roethlisberger retired finally stops.
When will they get a Watt deal done?
You know, it's a good question. Him not showing up for OTAs in minicamp was a little surprising because, you know, when he went through the same song and dance in 21, he held in. And look, TJ is a Hall of Famer. He's as professional as they come. But, you know, he also sort of paints himself, and maybe justifiably so, as sort of the noble warrior, right? Well, this was sort of a, you know, uncharacteristically, selfish isn't the right word, but just an uncharacteristic move by TJ. You know, in 21, they got it done literally a couple days before the season started. I can see the same thing happening. He's a guy that does not, he will be in prime shape. He does not need to practice. He can show up week one. He can show up at 12:45 against the Jets for a 1 o'clock kickoff and be in the starting lineup, right? So I think it's far more likely, all this stuff about teams calling the Steelers about a trade, that is his TJ's team putting that out there to try to put some pressure on the Steelers. I think, you know, because they gave Omar Khan a contract extension last week, I think is a very it's a firm signal for management. TJ, you do what you got to do, but Omar is still our guy. And I think Omar Khan understands that if the Steelers are going to be competitive in the short term, not just in 25, but if they get their young quarterback, and look, we had a rookie in the NFC championship game last year, right? So if they get their quarterback in 26, they want to be competitive right away. And you don't do that if TJ Watt is not on your team.
All right, Will, what about one of the most important things for the Steelers this year? How's the offensive line going to be? Because that's going to be critical for Aaron Rodgers.
And that to me is sort of one of the, you know, the things that we haven't really talked about. Look, they're going to move Broderick Jones from right tackle to left tackle. You know, they've got Zach Frazier, who they're really high on, their second year center, Sayamalu, Mason McCormick. They got their first round pick from last year, who missed all of last season in moving from left tackle to right tackle. You know, they're a work in progress. And let's remember, the Steelers line wasn't great in Ben Roethlisberger's final years. And that's why you saw the offense sort of function the way that it functioned. Ben was sort of tired, and justifiably so, of getting hit. And so it was a lot of snap, boom, snap, throw, snap, throw, snap, throw. And, you know, I think the offense is going to kind of look like that in the early in the season. And, you know, who knows, you know, the Aaron Rodgers arm at 41 isn't the Aaron Rodgers arm that he had at 31, right? So I think this line needs to grow up. It needs to grow up very quickly because they had trouble protecting Russell Wilson late in the season last year. And it was one of the many reasons why they ended the season on a 5-game losing streak. And it's basically the same group coming back. So, you know, with some guys moving around. So it is a big question mark. If they can coalesce and be effective and protect Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers have a chance. And if they don't, I think, you know, their formula to be successful is going to look a lot like it did in 2020 and 2021. The last couple seasons of Ben's career was like, just get the ball out of his hands, move the chains, try to win the turnover battle and win every game 20-17.
Hey, Will, who's going to be the second receiver next to Metcalf?
It seems to me like maybe Jonnu Smith's going to be that guy. It's you know, one of the things that's, and it's interesting, the timing of this trade last week was interesting. And you know, like part of it is because it gives Omar and Mike Tomlin and Andy Weidel cover. They don't have to come and talk to us for another couple of weeks to explain their mindset. But the thing that, you know, like if they're just sort of going all in on 25 is just this one off, right? Because they've got like Jalen Ramsey's contract. They can get out from under next year without any penalty. Cam Hayward might be retiring after this season. And there's lots of options in 2026. Why not? Hold on. If that's the case, why not hold on to George Pickens? Why not? They should have traded him, and getting a third round pick for him was a solid deal. Okay, he is a problem in the locker room. It wasn't just us. I mean, when they traded him, and we, you know, I was talking to somebody in the front office, you know, a couple of days after that happened, and he said, "Look, what you saw in the locker room, the way that he dealt with y'all is the way that he dealt with some of the members of the coaching staff, which is to say, very standoffish, aloof, did not listen to, didn't take coaching particularly well. So they had to move on from him from a locker room standpoint, but from a football standpoint, it is hard to imagine that whoever it is. And right now the mix is, it's Robert Woods, it's Roman Wilson. It's, you know, like maybe it's Jonnu, maybe moving all the way outside. Cause they already have a really good tight end in Pat Freiermuth. I still think there's probably one more move out there. I think they will get a bigger, more veteran guy. I mean, Robert Woods is sort of, you know, on his last legs. Roman Wilson was a bust as a rookie last year. You know, so I still think there's a need there, but man, the need, if this was the plan all along to kind of just go all in for one season, why not hold on to George Pickens? I think, you know, if they're competitive but not great, which is kind of where they've been for 10 years, basically, I think there's going to be games that they're going to be thinking, man, what if DK had George Pickens on the other side of the field instead of Robert Woods or Roman Wilson or even Jonnu Smith?
Hey, Will, if the Steelers have a rushing offense in the top five, they're going to be capable of winning how many games?
10 to 12, I would guess. Mm-hmm. You know, like they got their rookie from Iowa, they're high on, and one of the reasons they're high on him so much is because, you know, he faced a lot of 8 and 9 man fronts. Because at Iowa, there's not a lot of guessing as to what's going to happen when they snap the ball, right?
Nope.
So like Mike Tomlin called them Sunday runs. Sunday runs is what he saw. So, you know, I think that they can be effective. I mean, Arthur Smith likes to run the ball. The problem is, you know, like the Steelers, you know, they have these seasons where they go 10-7, 9-8, 11-6, whatever. And then they get in the playoffs, and then the defense has a bad game, and you're in a position where you need to score 30 points, right? And this is not an offense, really, since 2018 that has shown it has been capable of scoring 30 points whenever it wants. So while I like the running game will probably be their strength, they have to be more dynamic going down the field than they have been really since Ben Roethlisberger hurt his arm in week 2 of 2019. I mean, they have to stretch the field in some capacity if they want to beat the teams that they're, you know, that they're chasing, the Baltimores, the Kansas Cities, the Buffaloes of the world. Those teams have big play capabilities. The Ravens have it on the ground. You know, and the Steelers have not had that really through the year since the prime of Antonio Brown, and now we're talking, you know, quite a while ago at this point. So you know, the formula sort of on the surface as we start camp remains the same, but I really think they need to develop and quickly if they want to be the team that they think they can be.
Will Graves, Associated Press, talking about the Steelers. Will, real quick, there's going to be no drama in that Jets game to start the season. I mean, it's just going to be a quiet run of the mill and then Metcalf going home to Seattle. But you don't play your first division game until October 12th against the Browns, and then you go to Cincinnati. Perfect world scenario, 4-0 heading into the bye. What's a realistic goal for them to, you know, keep afloat in the division and in the conference? Because, you know, we're sucking down the old purple Kool-Aid. We think the Ravens are going to be 18-0, and they only play 17 games.
You know, I think this team starts sort of not great under Mike T. I mean, they have a habit of sometimes stealing one early that they're not supposed to, and then sort of reality settles in for a little bit, and then towards the end of the season they.
Quarterback, he was somewhat limited by the play calling because they didn't have that much faith in him. So it'll be very interesting to see how Justin reacts to facing him in week one. You know, I think, look, to get into the playoffs in the AFC, I think it's going to take, I mean, 10 games.
Connectivity problems there. Yeah. Sounds like Will took a dip while he was in the middle of the interview there. That's Will Graves, Associated Press. We appreciate that. But yeah, the Steelers open at the Jets, and then Seattle comes to Pittsburgh.
Oh, so, nice.
A little fun stuff there. Then they go abroad to play, well, they got New England on the road, and then they play the Vikings in one of those fun 9:30 Sunday games, which we always enjoy. When we come back to baseball, American League East report, what happened in the division last night. We'll get into that. Look at today's schedule, updated standings, and all that fun stuff. Preview the Orioles and Mets. And then we're going to start grading people down at the warehouse. We're coming up on the last few games before the All-Star break. Orioles are still in the last place. They're still 7.5 out of the last wild card. So how's Mike Elias done with a whole second half to redeem himself and a trade deadline? And then the offseason, where I'm assuming David Rubenstein's going to be like, go spend what you have to spend. I want to be back in this thing next year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, top here, American League East report here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles back on the diamond tonight after sweeping the Braves. Mets have been playing good baseball as of late, handling their business against the Yankees. Orioles go into this game 40-49, 19-22. Oriole Park at Camden Yards, Brandon Young is on the hill, 0-3 with a 7-0-2. For New York, 52-39, 19-25 on the road. Clay Holmes, as we just talked about with Tim Britton, 8-4 with a 299, 635. First pitch, Jackson Holliday was 4-for-4 with that homer on Sunday against Atlanta as the Orioles got that sweep. Trevor Rogers was outstanding since the second game of the doubleheader against the Boston Red Sox. Game started by Trevor Rogers. Orioles are 23-15. Hole's been deep and dug and trying to get out of it, but, you know, trying to do what they got to do. Manzolino, since he replaced Brandon Hyde, he's 25-21 as Orioles skipper. Baltimore baseball tonight, starting at 5:30. Me, Mike Bordick, Nolan McGraw live from Pickles Pub. Hopefully the weather will hold off. We can hang out outside and we can all kumbaya together in the final homestand before the All-Star break. Now, in the division yesterday and last night, Detroit Tigers, them and the Dodgers battling it out for the best record in baseball. And their all-star outfielder did some all-star outfielder stuff, I guess.
Oh, boy. Javi saw it, and he annihilated it. The reception at Comerica Park for all-star Javi Baez.
Remember him with the Cubs? He was their dude. That he signed a big free agent contract with the Tigers. Didn't really work out for him well there in the early years, moved to center field, still plays some shortstop, but moved to center field, was voted as a starter. That was FanDuel Sportsnet on the call. He goes yard, so does McKinstry. He's another great player. Keith goes deep. Montero goes six strong as the Tigers beat the Rays 5-1. Red Sox taking on the Rockies last night, and that stud Boston rookie had a monster game.
Oh, stings this one. That's back this way. Way, way back. A monster shot for Roman Anthony. Red Sox on top 5-1. His second home run, his first at Fenway.
Nested on the call, 3-for-5 with a homer was Roman Anthony. Gonzalez and Rafaela always also go deep. 9-3 was the final score in favor of the homestanding Red Sox last night with Colorado's 70th loss of the season. Yikes. And also in the division last night, Toronto Blue Jays, first place team, took on the White Sox. Well, one team's in last place, one team's in first place. Who do you think got the better of this matchup?
You just want to help. And now another one sent to deep right field, and Nathan Lucas has hit it out.
Speaking of helping out,
Sportsnet on the call. Lucas, Laprofito, and Barger all go deep. Jose Berrios, six innings pitch, only two hits, one run, four strikeouts as the Blue Jays beat the White Sox 8-4. That is the ninth consecutive win for the Toronto Blue Jays. And as I've said for the last couple of weeks, I'm really going to stress this for the last couple of months, which you know means I'm dooming Toronto. You know, Toronto's got a 10-game losing streak coming up here momentarily. But a year ago at this time, through 91 games, Blue Jays are 53-38. That's 91. According to my GED math, they were 42-49 through 91 games last year.
Ooh.
Yeah. This year's Orioles are last year's Blue Jays. It's a flush season, we think. Next year, the Orioles are going to be back to where we thought they were going to be this year, just like Toronto. Toronto was the trendy pick in 23-22 to win the World Series. They made the playoffs. Didn't do much, just like the Orioles. Last year bottomed out. Now yet, here they are on top of the standings in the American League East today. Tampa at Detroit, 640. Seattle's at the Yankees, 705. Colorado, Boston again, 710 at Fenway. And then Toronto's at Chicago, 740. All right, Blue Jays, 53-38. They've won 9 in a row. They're 3.5 up on New York. Tampa's 4 back. Boston's won 4 in a row. All of a sudden, they're 6.5 out. The Orioles, yeah, they've won 3 straight, 6-10. They're still bringing up the rear. Detroit, they've won 4 in a row. They're 14 games up. Ooh. 14 games up in the Central ahead of Kansas City, Minnesota. The Guardians, they've been in Struggle City. They're 15.5 out. The White Sox bringing up the rear. Houston has a 6.5 game lead on Seattle. Mariners have shown a pulse, winners of 3 in a row. Phillies game up on the Mets. We just talked about them, the Mets, that is. Marlins playing good baseball. They're 11 out. They'll be in Baltimore coming up this weekend. Braves have lost 4 in a row. They're disappointing. They're even worse than the Orioles right now. Then you have Washington. They've already fired their manager and the GM. They're 15.5 out. Cubs are 3.5 up on the Brewers. In the Central, got the Cardinals 6.5, Reds 8.5, Dodgers 6 games up on the Giants. LA's lost 4 in a row, though. And the Giants have won 3 straight. Padres still clanking around there, 7 out. Arizona 10.5. Watch for the Diamondbacks to probably be sellers there. And then the Rockies, as we said, they have already lost 70 games. Wild card standings, if the playoffs started today, Yankees, Rays, and Mariners are in. Boston's 2 back, Angels 4, Texas 4.5, KC 5, Minnesota 5, Cleveland 6.5, then the Orioles sit 7.5 in the National League. It's the Mets, Brewers, Giants are in, Padres game back, and then a lot of others kind of clanking around there themselves. So that's your standings update here on this Tuesday. When we come back, going to grade the Orioles. Mike Elias is first, getting his report card through the first, you know, 90 games or whatever it is, 89 to be exact. And he's got a big trade deadline coming up. Not going to be full on selling. He's already said that. But how much tweakage can he do to maybe ensure that the team doesn't really bottom out in the second half. When's Basayo coming up? Maybe August 1st. We'll get into all of that and more. Then another funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over at 2. And then it's Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, starting at 5:30. Getting you ready for the Orioles and Mets here on 105.7.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And we're grading the Orioles now. They're 89 games in. They're 9 games under 500. They're in last place by double digits in their division. 7.5 out of the wild card. A lot of mediocrity. They keep winning and can't gain any ground, which has been a problem. So let's grade the GM, shall we, as we head into the All-Star break and then in a couple more weeks, the trade deadline. And whatever, wondering what his cutoff point is. Well, we got to be 3 games out, or we got to be 4.5 or something crazy like that. Hey, look at Boston. They were terrible. All of a sudden, they've gotten hot. They're back over 500. One of those sorts of things. But Nolan McGraw, we'll start with you. You look at some of the acquisitions that were made in the offseason. This was going to be the offseason in which right-handed bats were going to be brought in to make the Orioles better against left-handed pitching. Gary Sanchez, after a miserable start, then he got hurt. Then he came back, and he looked like Mike Piazza swinging the bat. Not all that great defensively. It's been well documented, but was doing what he had to do. Ramon Laureano has been one of the team's most valuable players here in 2025. Tyler O'Neill, on the other hand, maybe not so much. Charlie Morton looked miserable. Now he's one of their most reliable starters. You get the drill. The offseason for Mike Elias trying to build on back-to-back playoff appearances wasn't to status quo. It was to take the next step. And the Orioles were considered to be one of the favorites to get to the World Series. But they're 9 games under 500 as we sit here on July the 8th, a week from the All-Star game. So Nolan McGraw, You're great. And you're actually a college graduate. You're great for Mike Elias is what?
Well, I don't see how it could be anything other than an F. We can only go off of results, fair or unfair. We can't grade on just intent. So you can't say, well, you know, he thought that all these right-handed bats were actually going to be better against left-handed pitching. So they were the right moves at the time. I mean, we poked holes in most of them when they happened. Even some of the ones that actually panned out as okay, but mainly O'Neill and Sanchez. I mean, most people are still saying it to this day. Would have rather had McCann back over Sanchez. I mean, that's just been beat to death. O'Neill with the injuries, very well documented throughout his career. That was the instant reaction was, well, you know, essentially a three-year deal if he stinks it up. And if he's injured, it will be a three-year deal. And that's kind of what we're staring down now. So to me, it's ultimately more about the moves he didn't make rather than the ones he did make, because of all the moves he made, there was no splash. Everything was relatively cheap, maybe besides O'Neill. So there wasn't really anything to complain about there, like, oh, you gave too much money to someone who didn't deserve it. I'm more upset about not insuring your bottom line, which revealed itself to be a detriment for this team almost as soon as the season started. You can't control injuries. You understand that. But you can control how much depth you have. Just didn't do enough.
I will tend to agree with the grade. And the reason being, my reason for it is like his initial game plan going into this season was not good enough, not high enough expectations. I mean, like everybody here thought World Series or bust. And he was playing it like, it seemed like he was playing it like, well, you know, we're good and we just need a little bit. No. And everybody nationally, local shows, you know, pitching, you know, and they didn't do it. They didn't go get that, you know. So I think he underachieved on what his expectations were. His game plan wasn't good enough, bottom line was, in my opinion, for this season. And then, Bob, and then with the coaching and stuff, too, you know, you get rid of veteran guys and you have all these young guys and you have young players. I mean, he's in too much control mode. You know, like it seems like his group, they're control freaks and they want to control everything, which I'm not sure that is the best thing. So I think overall, like you guys said, 9 games under .500. Hey, I've been there, you know. Hey, and if we have a losing record, they don't care if guys are injured. I can have as many excuses as I want. What's your record? And that's what it is. They're 9 games under. Where were they a year ago at this time? They're what? How many all-stars?
They were
going?
One of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah, so it is a total failure right now.
Yeah, it's an F.
Yeah.
How can it not be? You had Super Bowl. They were that good. They were going to win the Super Bowl, too. You had World Series hopes, and you're in last place by double digits, and you've been in last place for quite some time. Yes, they played better. We get that, but manager had to get fired.
Yep.
Things have been so, I don't know, disheveled, disorganized, and just out of control. Okay, you could blame Brandon Hyde for certain things, the Hyder hook, you know, maybe the lineup was fluctuating too much, but how much control did he really have over that sort of thing? You cannot understate the injuries, though. And I will say this, his expected team has never been on the field at the same time. But to your point, even before we looked at the rotation, and they did try to re-sign Corbin Burns, that's a fact. Tony Taters, not so much. Now both hurt. But you looked at the rotation. Let's see. Eflin. All right. Okay. He was good. Grayson. Man, he ain't pitched since July. Sagano. Who? Okay. Morton. How old's he? And it's Suarez and Povich battling it for. Well, maybe we'll get Bradish and Wells and Jim Palmer and Dave McNally to come back at some point and save the day. There was a lot of ifs and buts and candies and nuts, Chuck Thompson, and not a wonderful Christmas. So it was flawed before everyone started to get hurt. And then Morton was miserable to start the year. Povich had a rough go of it. Now he's hurt, dealing with a hip. Grayson Rodriguez, we're coming up on literally a calendar year since he last pitched in the major league. So it was the worst rotation before the injuries. So it had only got worse. So it's got to be an F.
Right. And as far as the position player injuries, because that is, if you were going to make an excuse, that would be the one. Like you said, you know, your core guys not getting really any play time.
Gunnar didn't come out of spring training. You know what I mean? Let's not forget that.
And like I said earlier, that's not something that you necessarily sit there in December and say, all right, well, you know, Gunnar's not going to be available for the first couple of weeks of the season. How do we address that? But you're 40 and 49. Had all those position players been healthy, you really think that they're a 55-win team right now or a 50-win team? No. I mean, so if there was a slight, like if you were just hovering around 500, you're underwhelming compared to where you thought you would be, but you're still technically in it, then you could maybe point to the injuries. There's clearly a lot more going wrong for this team than just injuries because, all right, you give me all those guys back healthy, it doesn't automatically give them a substantial boost in the standings. Yeah. Just my opinion.
And look, Mullins has struggled for the better part of 2 months. Adley struggled after a great beginning to the season for 2 months, and fate would have it, just as he was getting hot, he got hurt. They've been bad with runners in scoring position, and for the season, they're still among the worst in Major League Baseball. I was looking at these numbers this morning. You know, they actually have a winning record in one-run games, but they've been blown out a lot this season. It's just this: the run differential is still in the 80s. It's a flawed team. Now, is there upside? I mean, Westberg going on the IL a bunch of times is not good. In my opinion, he's the second best player on the team in totality next to Gunnar. And then Holiday certainly making a move to be that guy. But they're going in reverse, not taking another step towards championships.
The thing where Elias, I think, screwed up too, Bob, I mean, it started last year after the All-Star break. You know, the bad part. I mean, they weren't good in the last part of the season. You know, so you know, all right, what do we got to do to change this around? You know, we were great at the beginning. Oh, we're just going to be better because we're a year older. No, that didn't work.
Yeah, and you lost clubhouse guys in McCann and Santander. You can't underestimate those. Got rid of Freddie Gonzalez, who was Brandon Hyde's right-hand guy. So, yeah. It was a flawed off season, and the results, quite frankly, speak for themselves. Question is now, is there hope heading into the end of July? 6 games for the break, winnable series. You got a Mets team that, yeah, overall record good, but on the road bad. And the Marlins overall record bad, but playing better as of late. We'll come back, take a trip to the Funhouse, Inside Access at 2. And that's Baltimore. We're not trying to discourage you from listening to BBT, by the way, coming up at 5:30. With me, Mike Bordick, Argo Hall of Famer, and a former Met, played in the World Series with the Mets 25 years ago, and Nolan McGraw. We got a lot to get to here on The Fan. Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick and Nolan McGraw getting ready for that. We'll be back tomorrow for Woman Crush Wednesday. Start breaking down the rookie class of the Ravens a little bit more, as we'll be less than a week away from them reporting to one winning drive. And Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people out there on this Turn It Up Tuesday?
I haven't reminded the people in a while, but when you come down to pickles, please limit the amount of autographs you ask for. All right. I understand that there were a lot of cards printed of me back in the day. That doesn't mean that you're entitled to me signing all of them. You know, you walk up with the binder and you open up the multiple. It gets old after a while. Yeah. I appreciate all my fans. I really do.
And it gets to the point where Mike Bordick has to be kind of the traffic cop because everybody just bypasses him to get to you. And Bordy's like, only one at a time, everyone. So just calm down. And by the way, as we do once every couple of weeks, when the headphones are on, we can't hear you. So if you're asking for Nolan's autograph while we're wearing the headphones, no idea what you're saying.
Or we're pretending. So we have, no, I'm just kidding. There's always something going on.
Oh, man, don't be spoiling company secrets there. Anyway, Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
1057, The Fan.
We're not even doing a show when we're down there. It's pre-recorded. We're just standing there and talking.
That's right. It's not even us. It's cardboard cutouts.
All right.
AI.
Our text here. Let's start with this one. Talking about the job Mike Elias has done, Texter says, I think the complaints about the Trevor Rogers trade last year are actually still true. Even if he does end up being a quality starter for the Orioles, they needed to make a move at the deadline to help the 2024 team the rest of the way, not get a project pitcher that they can work on with time. It was a deal that could have easily went down in December and cost the O's less.
Yeah, and Rockabacco talked about that a couple of hours ago. Rogers was kind of irked that they sent him out after just four starts, but he was bad. And he went down to Norfolk and was just as bad. Finally got it together, finally got healthy. But to the Texter's point, I mean, Eflin came in and became, along with Corbin Burns, their best starting pitcher because Grayson was gone. So Elias did bring in two guys, both controllable. But Rogers did not help in the immediate. But the good news is, as we look forward, he's going to help current and in the future because he's been great. Let's be honest here.
More on the grades here. This texter says, maybe I'm beating a dead horse with Elias's liftoff comments from a few years back, but since then, hasn't been anything close to real liftoff in terms of his moves. I think overall he's done an okay job since arriving, but far from what I would expect once they became a contending team. As far as this year, I'll go D+. Maybe I'm grading on a curve, but he has found a few gems that the fan base dismissed, mainly Laureano and Carlson.
Yeah, fair. Carlson's been a nice find for them, too, bringing a little action to the outfield. But when you're picked to win your division, which the Orioles were by a lot of people, and a World Series favorite, and you're sitting here more than halfway through the season in games played, and you're 12 out, buried, that's a failing grade.
Yeah, they were talking this past weekend, the two biggest disappointments this season thus far, Atlanta and Baltimore.
Yeah, with Kansas City kind of falling into that category too.
Last text of the day comes from Glenn in Hamden, who says, I feel like with as many teams that are considering themselves in the American League wildcard picture, if the Orioles just decided outright that they were going to be sellers, they could maximize the situation as one of the few selling teams in the mix. We should probably just sell everything, play for next year with a load of new prospects.
Sell everything, meaning Eflin, Morton, O'Hearn, Mullins, that sort of thing, Dominguez, Soto. I don't think I'm against that. That means you're full on, see, I wouldn't want to be here for 2025, which is futile to begin with anyway.
Right, and the point about being one of the few sellers, that could end up being true, and that's kind of been a trending thing in baseball the last couple of years with the deadline, right? That a lot of teams with the extra wild card spot still view themselves as in it. There's less teams actually selling. There's less players available. It drives up the price. So maybe he has a point. If the Orioles are one of those few teams that actually has something to offer, could be in their favor.
Yeah, but what are you expecting to get in return, though?
It's hard to say.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
It changes year to year.
They help me in 26?
Yeah, even if, hey, look, you never know. Josh Hader was kind of a throw-in that Bud Norris trade a few years ago, and what's he, 25 for 25 in saves, making another all-star team, doing all this great stuff. So you never know what you could get in a throw-in, air quotes, in a possible trade. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up next. Then it's BBT live from Pickles. Me, Bordy, Ed, Nolan McGraw. Be careful out there on the roads. Look like the storms are coming for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.